And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Chana Liba Basnecha Gittel, and Adina Batsheva Basnecha Gittel, and Gila Shoshana Basnecha Gittel, and Gabriela Adina Bas Shalamis Chana. Bracha Vatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem. And this is based on the beautiful Torah of the Shem Yishmuel, in the shtickle he wrote on Shmini Atzeres, which is connected to this week's parsha, the parsha's Chayei Sarah. Rashi 23:36 in Vayikra writes, famous Rashi quoted so many thousands of times, the pshat in Shmini Atzeres is that Hashem says, "Bevakasha mikem, ikvu imi oid yirim echod, kosha alai predaschem." Hashem says, please hang around with me one more day. It's difficult for me to see you leave. And the question everybody asks is, Maya Zol Od Yom Echad. How's it going to help if we hang out with God for one more day? We stay one more day, so we're going to connect to God even more, and then we're going to have to separate. This she'elam ful semet ve'ne'amar b'zeh harbe. אנחנו הלך בדרך הזאת, דרך עמוקה ולמדנית, וראויים הדברים למי שאמרם, הגאון בעל השם ישמו, זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה. כתוב בזוהר הקדוש, בחלקים או בעמוד רנ"ט, עמוד א', אם רויב שונאך אכילי ולחם, אילן אילון קרב קורבנת דחג, אם צומי אשקי ומים, אילן מים דרשימן, הוכה ביואי מדחג, אם מי תהניש אז קורם בייסה באהבה, יבייז יבוזו לוי, Dos samach mem. Be'ahava di Yisrael amahava le'chulka ba'hadayu be'inun mayim d'rashim unhocha b'parshisa. So it says that if your enemy is hungry, give him bread. If he's thirsty, give him to drink. So if he's hungry, give him bread. That's the karbanas of the chag. And if he's thirsty, give him water. That's the water that we, the nisach hamayim we have in Sukkos, the water libations. And then the pasuk says, if a person gives all of his love, bozi avuzula will be mevazim, will disgrace him. Your love is worth nothing. All of his fortune with the love, bozi avuzula. In other words, the powers of evil give a fortune in exchange for the love that the Jewish people have. In other words, the forces of evil want to have a portion in the connection that we have to their Ribono Shel Olam. It's not going to help. Bozi avuzula, even if they give kol hon besa. Dos samach mem be'ahava di Yisrael amever lechulka be'adayu b'inu maim d'rashim and harabarjisa, that they want a chelek in this the water that it says in this parasha. So garnish is gehelf, and it's not going to help them at all. They have no chelek. So we see it's l'chor in the Zohar Kaddish that there's a stira. First it says, give your enemy to drink water. That's the Nisach HaMayim. So it's mashma that the Umas HaOlam and all of the forces of evil get their koyach from our water, from the Nisach HaMayim that we pour in the Mizbeach. And then the Sefer says, no, they have no chelek. That's the mashmos of the Sefer. They have no chelek. Bozi avuzulof, they try to give kol hon besa. אז מה עושים כאן? אז בשביל זה צריך את המקוריות של של השם ישמעאל. כתוב בגמרא, הוא מגיע לגמרא במסכת קידושין, גמרא מפורסמת, קידושי אישה, that we learn a woman is miskadeshes with a man, from a man, כסף, כיחו כיחו מסתי אפרן. Kicha kicha mistei afrin. It says over here, kicha kachishi sham. And it says there, kesef asadeh, nasa'ati kesef asadeh ka'ach mimeni. So it says here, a lashon of kicha. And by afrin, it says a lashon of kicha. And kicha is called a kinyan. Because it says, asadeh shel kana avron. So you see that kicha is called a kinyan. Mimela, when it says kicha kachishi sham, it means a kinyan. Another pasuk, sotus b'kesef yiknu. It's also implies that this kesef said nasadi kesef kach mimeni is a kinyan. But then I'm going to learn why it says in the pasuk lashon of kiyikach. Then you have to learn gzeirah sheva, and it means kinyan kesef. Why does it say kiyikne yishisha? To come to gzeirah sheva to teach you it's a kinyan, just say the bir la'inyan kiyikne yishisha. And a woman is taka called kinyan kaspoy, like we see in Rashi, Yigra 20:11. Ishiskoyen can eat from truma because she's kinyan kaspoy of the coin. So why do we have to come out to the Gzeirah Sheva of Kicha Kicha? The pasuk just say, when a man acquires a woman, Ikuda. Also, we have to understand Kash of Tesvis, Frak Tesvis, that this is not a good limud. We're learning that Kicha is called a kinyan from Stefan. But by woman, well, who are you taking? Kicha Kishish, you're taking the woman. That's the kinyan. And Sati Kesav Asadeh Kach Mimeni is not talking about the field. It's talking about the money. So we haven't proven, and then when it says kinyan, the kinyan is talking about the field. So we haven't proven that kicha is a kinyan. It doesn't say that the money is a kinyan, and the kicha is talking about the money when it comes to Ephron. So how then can you learn the kicha chishisha is talking about being kind of the woman? Who says that there's a kinyan here? He's taking it, but it's not a kinyan. He says, nasati ketzta kach mimeni. He's being lokeach the kesef, and the Gemara says, ah, and this kicha is called a kinyan because the sadr shekana avram. No, sadr shekana avram. That's referring to the field. The field is a kinyan. But the kach, the kicha in the pasuk, is talking about the money, not the field. It says it's kasha. For Tosfos, no. As long as we find the lashon of kicha, even though loy dami is a very difficult teretz, it's not, kicha is not called a kinyan. What do you mean? We find that there's some sort of kicha over here. Say that, but the kicha is not a kinyan. It says, all right, we find the lashon of kicha by both of them. Yeah, but the kicha is not a kinyan. Bilti muvan be'alil. Hashem ha'od let moded im zeh. And I hear people sometimes, they learn a taisis, and nacha taisis, nacha taisis. But if Adam mashkiya machshava, ze roim kama kshayim yesh b'tosfot, yesh b'daf gmara gam ken. Sefer, ani meod mamlitz, shosha krachim, and Bava Kamba and Tzia Bava Basra, called Raza de Shapsi, put out by Reb Shapsi Frankel's organization, where they have in the Rambam, every single Rambam, they have Makaris, and also here, they have Makaris in every Daf Gemara, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, just the Kashas, and who talks about them? He'aras, and who talks about these He'aras? Very, very short, Mara Makomis, oh, this word in Rashi seems superfluous. This Rashi seems to contradict himself. Who talks about this? The Pnei Yehoshua in this place, the Avnei Milum in this place. And you want to learn a Masechta properly. And you look at the Sefer and you say, wow, so many kashas, so many terutzim. So that should just be magbir the cheshek to learn. Sweet friends, I've gone a little bit off far afield. So let's get back to where we were. So it appears as follows. Sheare Yadua, שכל דבר הבא מזה לזה הוא אמצעי ומחבר את שניהם. Everything that comes between one and something else, from A to B, connects A and B. For example, you have a matana. And Reuben gives Shimon a matana, it connects between Reuben and Shimon. Mechira. When Reuben sells to Shimon, it connects between Reuben and Shimon. אבל יש הפרש, יש הבדל בין מתנה למחירה בעניין ההתחברות. When it comes to the ischabrus, there's a difference between מתנה and מחירה. המחירה אינה עושה התחברות בין המוכר ללוקח, אלא ברגע המחירה. When it comes to מחירה, it's only making this connection between the buyer and the seller at the moment of the sale, the moment of the transaction, and then He goes this way and the other guy goes that way. Reuven is happy with the money he has. Shimon is happy with the item he has. And welcome to the world of commerce. And they have nothing to do with each other. See you later. What do I need from you? What do you need from me? We did our deal. And even at the moment of the sale, it's a shvacha, it's a weak connection. Could be they don't even know each other. And all he's looking at is what he's buying. He's not even looking at the person. Chazal also say, Baba Basri. It's 54b, the way it works, the kinyan with it from a guy is that you give him the money, he's mistalik, and then the kinyan is only made after he gets the shtar. So you see that at the moment of connection, they're not even connected, there's no kinyan yet. The Jew didn't even make the kinyan, the nachri is mistalik, gets his money, he's mistalik. Now he doesn't own the karka, and then the Jew is kona with the shtar. See this inyan of the goy being mistalik and this lack of connection, and the Jew doesn't even isn't even kana with the money. Just the goy doesn't no longer owns it after he gets the money, but the Jew isn't kana until he gives the shtar. Aval matana zakti gemara, yilav David le'nachin nafshi lav yavlef. He hadn't done some given some pleasure, he wouldn't have given him the matana. And even after he gets the matana, he has a karas hatayv. So the connection between the giver and the receiver, by a matana, by a gift, is a stronger connection. So that's the chibul bein hanoisein and the kabel, gevaldik. Shav kedusha isha bekesef shenitbakesh sheyaseh hachibul beino leveina shareino kone klum veino zoicha b'chol advarim elam and nisun v'lo min eretzim. What exactly is he being kone? A man marries a woman, he does kedushin. So what exactly does he own right now? Can he touch her? No. The rights he has in her come after the nisuin. He zocha b'chol advar min ha-nisuin v'lo min ha-irusin. When a woman's an arusa, then a husband alone can't about Forest and Darn, he does it together with her father. And Nesua, he can be made for Nidarea. A Baal Koyen cannot be Mitami Ishto Arusolo. Akinis Nesua, he can be Nitma. The husband's only Yarshining his wife after the Nesuin. Only after the Nesuin, the husband Zocher, Bemaisi Adev, Bemitsiyasa. All the Chiyuve Abaal Ishto after the Nesuin. So we see that the Kedushin isn't really much of a kinyan, is it? So, all it is when it comes to kedushin, ein kan ela chibur shagida beven and seres hakulei alma. All we have here is a connection that they have to each other, that she's usher to the rest of the world. Not more than that. And therefore, this is not the same as normal kinyane kesef. Normal kinyane kesef, it's mamish yours. But here it's not. About kedushin, ain't kan davar she yizka bo tumuras kesef. You're not being zeich in anything. Just she's us or the rest of the world. It's just you're connected to her and she's us or the rest of the world, but it doesn't give you any real kinyan in her. And therefore the Gemara needs a special limo, the kesef minalan. How do you know kesef? Normally when you want to buy something, b'vakasha, buy it with kesef. Here you're not buying anything. You're just creating this chibur that she's us to the rest of the world. But you don't really have rights in her. So what's the kesef minala? And that's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answers where we learn kicha kicha from Stei Ephron. That by Stei Ephron there was kesef. Here also there's kesef. So we have to understand the parsha. The beginning, Ephron said that he's going to give him the field as a matana. Ephron had an ayin ra. He had an evil eye. Because he said a lot and he didn't do anything. He took the best money and a lot of it. Millions of dollars he took. Today's money. If not more. A lot of money. Chazal say he had an evil eye. first things were good, and then he looked at the money and he's like, oh man, I want that. The Medrash says, Nivha lahon ish ra'ayin ze Ephron. He was Nivha lahon, he was running to get a lot of money. He's a man with an evil eye, that's Ephron. That he was put in ayin rab, in the evil eye, in the money of the tzaddik. And he didn't know ki chaser yivoenu, that he's going to come lacking, the end of the pasuk says. Because now it's written Ephron without a vav. And that vav is the vav of connection. Yudke vavke, it's the vav of connection. Vav is always vav achibur. But it connects lamala lamata. So he's missing that spiritual elevation, spiritual quality for the rest of eternity. Because he loses the vav in his name. So what was Ephron thinking when he originally wanted to give it for free? So originally we could say that Ephron wanted to give a gift, but not because he had a good heart, not because he was a generous person, because he wanted to have a connection to Avraham Avinu, like the connection of a giver and a taker. And then he's going to have a chelek in the bracha of Avraham. And if he would have been willing to leave his evil path, because he was immersed in Gashmius, like his name is Ephron, Milashon Ofer, Yisora Tachton Vamagushin, the lowest of all four foundations of creation. Yisora Ofer, Mayim, we know in the Greek science they have this idea that was converted to Judaism in various form of the Arba Yisodos. Eish, Mayim, Ofer. So Ephron was Ofer, which is the lowest. So had he been mitna'er, been shaken off this Ofer, and he would have moved away from his evil deeds and connected to Avram, would have been terrific. But he didn't want to do so. With all of his bad midas, he wanted to connect to Avram Avinu to enhance his bad midas. Now he has the power of Avram behind him. And then he's going to take the bracha of Avram and the kedusha of Avram for chitzonius, for external things, for bad things. And Avram felt what Ephron was trying to do, and he didn't want to receive any gifts from him. Even though min adin, it wouldn't be a gift because it wasn't Ephron's at all. Because Ephron was Mizerachan, and therefore he's an Eved. Mashkan Eved Kana Rabbo. So it doesn't belong to him anyway. It belongs to Avram. And also this chelik is chelik of shame, as Rashi says in Parashas Lech Lecha. So the moment Ephron leaves, Mimele is going to go back to the Zera of shame. The land belongs to Shem anyway, and anyway he's an Eved. He doesn't own anything. So it doesn't belong to him anyway, so he's not really giving Avram anything. Says in the pasuk of Arur Kanan Eved Avadim Yelecha, Ashkan Eved Kana Rabba. So it's not really a matana. That was his machshav anyway. And I'm giving it as a matana, and therefore I'm going to have a connection to Avraham Avinu, and I'm going to be zoch in his brachas. And Avraham Avinu, not because he was a son of matanas, he didn't accept the matana, because he didn't want this connection with Ephron, when Ephron was in his world of Gashmius. And Ephron, even though he got the money, still wanted the connection. He said, Arba Meo Shekel Kesef Benu Ben Chamai. Rashi explains, we love each other. What is 400 Shekel Kesef? Two people who are Mamish best friends. We love each other. So Ephron still wanted that connection. And yet he still put an ayin ra to Avram's money. He took from him big shekels. Shenatal imenu shkalim gedolim shein kinterim. Centenaria, which are worth a lot more. It's like the best currency. So that's the Ra Ayin. He had an evil eye. He didn't want to be generous with Avram. He just wanted to take. On one hand, he wanted this chibur with Avram Avinu. On the other hand, he didn't want to leave his gashmius, his low level. So with all of his desire to connect to Avram Avinu, he didn't want to leave his evil midos. And therefore, even though there was a sale, nevertheless, it's not like a regular sale. It's a regular sale. There's some level of chibur berega hamechira. But here there was no chibur because Ephraim didn't leave his midas. He couldn't probably be mischaber to Avram, also he was a nachri. So the Gemara says that there's, the moment he gets the money, he's mistalik. So there's no real connection between the buyer and the seller. So he wanted to be mischaber, that was his kavana. But it didn't work. That's why he wanted to give it to him as a matana. And that's why he wanted the sale. He still wanted them to be friends and be connected. Avram Avinu didn't want the connection of matana. And the sale didn't give them a connection. Anyway, Avram, he never left. Ephraim didn't leave his bad midos. There's no connection between him and Avram. And we can say even more that Avram Avinu said, Nasati kesef esedek chachmi meni. He had extra chachma. Ephron, he understood what Ephron wanted. So Avram Avinu was clever. And he says to Ephron, I'm giving you this kesef b'loshon kicha, nasati kesef stekach mimeni. Because normally the giver connects to the receiver. The receiver doesn't connect to the giver. The giver, like Rav Dessler talks about, hab, hab. The giver, when you give, you connect to somebody. That creates a stronger connection. You want to love somebody, give to them. Ahava, lashon hav. The giver connects to the receiver. So let's say the connection would have been through the field. Then Ephron, the giver, would have connected to Avram, the receiver. Avram didn't want that. Avram Avinu said, you know what our connection is going to be with? This very, very weak connection we have. It's going to be with the money. And this way, Ephraim won't be connecting to Avram. Avram will connect to Ephraim. Avram's going to be the giver. Asati kesef zedekach mimeni. So the connection from Avram to Ephraim is going to be a strong connection from Ephraim to Avram. So Avram Avinu wanted. Avram Avinu didn't want Ephraim connecting to him because he'll draw out the power of Avram and take all the koach hakedusha and use it for bad things. Avram didn't want that. So he said, it's okay, I can connect to you. You can't connect to me. So nasati kesef hasadek hachmi meni. This way you won't have a strong connection to me. You won't be able to use my koch of kedusha for chitzonius, for bad things. Aval ba'asherim kabalas hakesef hayara ayin. Since when he received the money, he had an evil eye. And this little connection he had through the money was something negative. The little bit of Kedusha that Ephron had was lost. He lost the Vav. It says in the Svarma Kedoshim that if you, any of the letters of the Shem Havaya of Yudke Vavke that are in a word for Nikud, in order to make vowels, shows Kedusha. And if the letter is missing, then it lacks Kedusha. So here, what's the Vav of Ephron? The Vav of Ephron is one of the letters of Yudke Vavke, of course. And it's for nikud. It's in order to make a vowel, to make an O sound. So if that lacks, it means he's lacking Kedusha. That's what it says in the Sifrei Kabbalah. So So instead of getting the Kedusha through this transaction, he lost it. So this Vav was lost, and it was drawn to Avram, and because Avram connected to Ephron. So he got this Kedusha from Ephron, he drew the Kedusha out of Ephron, and now Ephron is chaser. Ephron is lacking. So he didn't get what he wanted. He wanted the Kesher to Avraham Avinu. He didn't get it. So it emerges then that normally when you have a sale, there's a connection between the buyer and the seller. Here there was no connection. Here there was no connection because of the Ra'ayin and because it's a stronger connection from the giver than it is from the giver to the taker, than from the taker to the giver. So here Avraham Avinu made sure that he's the giver and Ephron's the taker, so that'll weaken the connection. And it's a guy, he gets the money, he's mistalik, the Gemara says. But she was not even koned yet when he gets the money. So he went away after receiving the money. There's no kinyan yet. There needs to be a shtar, the Gemara says. Now here it doesn't say anything about a shtar, but I'll go upon him. You see that with a guy, there's no kinyan until afterwards. Not b'shas and sin and sakesef. So that makes a weaker connection. And also Ephron had an iron ray. He wanted the best money and a lot of it. He wants to be Avram's friend, but he has Ra'ayin, he wants a lot of money, so that weakens the connection also. So he lost his Vav because of the Ra'ayin. The Vav, the O, the letter, one of the letters of Yudke Vavke, that was given over to Avram, who had a slight connection to him because Avram was the giver. And now Ephron ends up walking around Chaser forever. He was a ra'ayin, and because of his ayin ra, so now he comes chaser yivoenu. Now he comes lacking for eternity because of this ra'ayin. And Avraham Avinu gets the Kedusha, drew it out of Ephron. So now we can understand the limud of Kedusha Isha from Stay Ephron. But just like over there, there was a chibur of Avram to Ephron through the money. In that Avram Avinu drew out from Ephron the Kedusha of the letter Vav. And nevertheless, it's called a kinyan. Hasad Eshel Kan Avram. So there the connection was through the Kesef. Masati Kesef Hasadeh Kach Mimeni, like we said before. Avram wanted the chibur to be through the Kesef, through Avram giving the Kesef. And through that, he drew out the Kedusha from Ephron of the Osvav. And yet it's called a Kinyan. Hasada Sharkan Avram. So to Kedusha Isha, even though he's not kona anything, nevertheless, the money makes a chibur. He's mischaber through the money. Just like here, there was no true kinyan. Right? Because when Avram gets the money, when Avram gives the money, he's not kona anything yet until he takes a hold of the field. And the Gemara says, a shtar. But when the guy gets the money, he's mistalik. So here there was no true kinyan on the money, and the pasuk doesn't even talk about the kinyan on the field when he gave him the money. So how can you even talk about kinyan? The Gemara's question of kesef menalin is, there's no kinyan, then how do you know that it's done with kesef kedusha? The answer is, look at Avram buying from Stay Ephron. Avram bought the field from Ephron, and there was no real kinyan either. It was such a weak connection between Avram and Ephron. There was some level of connection, though. There was a chibur. How was the chibur made? The chibur was made through the kesef. And even though the chibur is through the kesef, still we call the field a kinyan. Even though, again, we don't find a kinyan on the field through the kesef. We just find a kinyan on the kesef. And yet the field is called a kinyan. So to Kedusha Isha, even though he's not kona anything, because that only goes with the Nisu, and then he gets all the rights in the woman. But the Kesef makes a connection, and she becomes connected to him, because she's also to the rest of the world. So when it comes to Ephron, after this transaction, he's empty. Ephron drew the Kedusha out of him, because he didn't want to leave his bad midas. But by Kedusha Isha, she wants to be his wife. She makes herself hefker to him, like the Ran says famously in the Dharam Daf Lamed. So there the connection remains. That's Pshat in the Gemara. How do you know Kesef by Kedusha? He's not coin anything. Okay, by the field he wasn't coin anything either. And it's still called a kinyan. So here also you can call it a kinyan. There was just an element of Kesef. There was an element of Chibur through the Kesef. And that created a kinyan in the field. So too, there's an element of Chibur between the Isha and the Isha through the Kesef. And through that, you can still call what he has in her a kinyan. And though again, it's not really a kinyan. It's a Lashon Mushelet. It's just a borrowed language, but it's not really a kinyan. Like a classical kinyan. Not by Stay Ephron. And not by Kedushin. Both times the giving of the money doesn't make a real Kenyan. And yet it's still called a Kenyan. It's called a Kenyan by us, so it could also be by Stay Ephron, so it could also be called a Kenyan by Kedushin. So now we understand that it doesn't say in the Torah, Ki Yikne Isha Isha. That would imply that he's mamish kind of something. And it's not true. It's just there's some sort of Chibul, there's some sort of connection through the giving of the money. That's what it means. Ki yikach ish isha, the man is taking. It's the giver being mischaber to the taker, not the taker to the giver. The man is mischaber more to the woman than the woman to the man. Again, the man is the giver. And the giver has more of a connection to the taker than vice versa. And now we also understand the ganatzer kasha tesis. That kicha by stay afron is talking about the money. And kicha by isha is talking about the isha. No, that's not what the Gemara is learning from. The Gemara is not learning from what the Kicha was on. The Gemara is learning from the fact that the connection of Avram to Ephron was through money. And so too, by giving a woman money, is a connection made. All the Gemara is establishing is that with the Lashon of Kicha, a connection is made. That's all. The money connection is made between the two people, side by Ephron and Avram, side by a man and a woman. Connection is made. And that connection is called, and that connection creates a kinyan, again, which isn't a bona fide kinyan, like a normal kinyan. It's by the sada, the Iker connection was through the money, but ultimately the sada was nikne. Even though it wasn't really done through this money. And so to a man and a woman. They make this connection. And then he's kona her, but it's not real kinyan. Just the money makes this sort of connection. So just like by Stay Ephron, it's called a kinyan. Here also it's called a kinyan. Even though it's not a kinyan in the classical sense, but it's enough of a kinyan to call it a kinyan. It connects to kinyan. Somehow there's a kinyan involved here in this parasha. Side by Stay Ephron and side by a woman and a man. Stefan's a kinyan because ultimately Ephron was kind of the field. He was mischaber through the kesef, and then ultimately was kind of the field, even though the pasuk emphasizes their connection through the kesef. And a man and a woman connect through the kesef. But he's not really kona her. There's no real kinyan here. Just like when Ephron and Avram exchanged money, when Avram gave Ephron the money, there was no real kinyan in the field. And yet it's called a kinyan. So too, when a man gives the woman the money, there's no real kinyan in the woman, it's still called a kinyan. Maybe that's pshat in the Teretz of Tosfos. As long as we have a lashon of lekicha, that's enough. In other words, we see that there's a chibur between them. And that chibur, so then ultimately there's also a lashon of kinyan and kinyan involved. The lashon of kinyan, it's in the parasha of the Chibur of the Kicha, so that's enough for us to learn that Kiddushin can be called a king. The Kiddushin is with Kesef. Again, Kiddushin is not a real Kenyan. So the Isha Niknes B'Shal Shtrachim, it's not a real Kenyan. Because all the rights in her he has only after marriage, after Nisuin. So merges that the Makabal Mashpia Bemtzos Hashpa Miskarev Mischabir Ha Mashpia La Makabal. We have this chibur between a makabel and a mashpia, a giver and an influencer, so that makes a connection to the makabel. And if the makabel is not roi, he can lose his kedusha like Ephron, who was emptied out of his kedusha. That's Ozvav, when Avraham Avinu connected to him. Wow. And now, of course, we can go back to our Zohar HaKadosh we started with, the Sukkos. First of all, it's a Ga'inish Mahalach in the Gemara. And it's Ga'inish that it's brilliant that he was able to connect this to Sukkos. We'll see how on Sukkos, the Jews are Mamshech the Shefa Benisu Chamayim Lekol Olam, even Lumas Olam that hate them. Even for the Arabs, whoever hates us, we still give them the Shefa with the Nisu Chamayim. And we're Makayim Yim Roiv Sonacha Chileo Lechem Yim Tzame Eshkei Omayim. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread. And if he's thirsty, give him to drink. Give him to trinken, give him to drink. But if the Samach Mem, the powers of evil, give a kol on base of Yavad Yisrael, they want a chelek, they're not going to get it. In other words, they want a chelek in the Ahava between Am Yisrael and Hashem, to be mischaber to Hashem. And they don't want to leave their rishas, not going to work. They want the kirvas alokim with the rishas, not going to work. Bozi avuzilo, it's going to end up being to their disadvantage, their detriment. And it's Milashon Biza Ludi Booty. Like it's going to be taken away. It's going to be emptied out. That's the Zohar Kaddish. That in the Reisha it says that the Enochinami, we bring the Nisuch HaMayim for them. So they're going to benefit from the Nisuch HaMayim. But Imita Enish is called Hon Beisa Be'ava Bozi Avuzu Lov. They want to give all their Hon Beisa Be'ava that God loves us. Our Keshe with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's going to be Biza. We're going to take it out from them because they don't want to leave their Midas Rose just like by Ephraim. לפי האמור, יובן הפרש ההשפעה שבין ימות החג, ההשפעה שישראל בלחודי מקב שמיני עצרת. So now we can also understand. We haven't seen the השפעה on the rest of the holiday and שמיני עצרת. For the rest of Sukkos, the השפעה comes without a special connection between God and man. Because even the Rishayim get it. And that wouldn't have been good. Because then they would lose all their Chelkei Kedusha. They wouldn't receive, they'd only be to their detriment. God doesn't want that. God is Chafetz Chesed. So on Sukkos, he gives it without a Chibur, even to those who aren't Roy. And we're Mizdabek, not through the Hashba of the Mayim, but we're Mizdabek, we're connecting to Hashem through our mitzvahs that we do on Sukkos. But on Shmini Atzeres, the Ashpah is to the Jewish people alone. That's Mamash Echibor between Am Yisrael and Hashem. There are no other mitzvahs. All you have here is the Ashpah, is the Chibor. So if the Chibor is through the mitzvahs, they lose the mitzvahs after the Chag. Or we see in the Zohar HaKadosh, they have it for 30 days. Maximum, as they say in modern Hebrew. But not more than that. But if the Chibur is through the mitzvahs. But it's through the Hashpah, just God wanting to connect to the Jewish people, that lasts all year round. And that's Pshat and Rashi. Stay one more day. In other words, if it just would have been Sukkos, the connection, then it would have been through our mitzvahs. Sukkos is over, then the chibur with Hashem is over. But now it's not, the connection is not created through the mitzvah. It's created through the chibur that we have with Hashem. And that lasts forever. Sukkos is going to last l'chol ha'yoter 30 days. But this dibuk we have with Hashem, it's given to us alone. No musa olam, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can connect. As opposed to during the chag, he doesn't want to connect because the Rishonim are going to get it and misuse it. And they're going to end up losing out. They're not even going to get the mayim because the Kedusha is going to be empty from them. Like we find by Ephron. So Meli gives without the chibur. So comes the Shmini Atzeres, and then it's just us and Hashem. And we get the direct connection, and that lasts the whole year. Rabbi Yisrael, I have no words to tell you how unbelievably gishmak this mayim is. Not normal. Siyata Dishmaya. I want to thank you for learning this with me. And hopefully we'll see a lot more Shem Yishmuel, because this parish is just Yotzei Migeder HaRagil. Unbelievable. Each word $1 million. There are over 1,500 words. It's over $1.5 billion we just made. And Michal, every word of Torah is, you know, like 54 mitzvahs asay, something like that. So we have Baruch Hashem a lot more than $1 billion. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.